Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of our podcast, we will focus on Every Day with Jesus, as we seek to begin our day with scripture, meditation, prayer, and a bit of journaling. Our goal is not to simply have the talk with Jesus in the morning and then go about our normal day, but rather to begin a conversation with Jesus that continues throughout the day.
Good morning and welcome to our Together on Mission podcast. It's great to be with you this morning. If you're new with us, welcome. Welcome to this season of the podcast, which is simply called Every Day with Jesus, or Every Morning with Jesus. And I'm so happy that you've tuned in. We're going to start a conversation with Jesus, and that conversation is then going to last throughout the day. And that doesn't mean that we will feel close to Jesus throughout the day. We might. We might not. But we know, because of what Jesus taught, that He is with us, that He will never leave us, and that God's heart is to walk and talk with us through the cool of the day. And do we always understand why we feel Him and then sometimes we don't feel Him? No, we don't understand that, but God's working in the midst of us feeling Him and in the midst of us sometimes not feeling Him. So don't worry about how you feel or whether you feel like He's supremely near or far away, because we know that He is near, that He's here, that He will never leave us, that He wants to talk with us, walk with us. He wants us to get to know Him. He wants to get to know us. And ultimately, He wants us to then become like Him as His sons and daughters, as He leads many, many sons and daughters to glory. And so we're talking about prayer, praying without ceasing. And so we're going to begin with a passage in John chapter 5 in just a moment. So you can turn there, grab a Bible, grab a journal, grab a cup of coffee, and find a quiet place. And we're going to start a conversation with Jesus. The title of the podcast today is, What Do You Want? What do you want? And often we settle for far less than what we want, because it's risky to want. It's vulnerable to want, especially to share what we want with Jesus or ourselves or others. It's risky. So I just want to stop there and enter into the passage, but think about it. What do you want? And when I ask that question, what do you want? Something small might come to your mind, something large, something embarrassing, something vulnerable, something that you haven't thought about in a long time. But just let yourself answer that question any way that you answer that question. What do you want? John chapter 5, verse 1. Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there in Jerusalem, near the Sheep Gate, a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda, and which is surrounded by 5 covered colonnades. Here, a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. And one who was there had been there and had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Well, sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I'm trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." And then Jesus said to him, "Get up, take up your mat, and walk." At once the man was cured, and he picked up his mat, and he walked. That is a incredible story, an interesting story. There's some bits about that story that are confusing, and just, be encouraged. When there's something about a story in the Old Testament, New Testament, that's a little bit odd or confusing, just know that everyone's a bit confused by that. Sometimes study of the historical context can help out a little bit, but this there's bits about this story that remain confusing. Evidently, there was this belief that there was a pool that when it stirred, angels were stirring it, and if you got into that pool, there was the waters were healing. And so this man that's been lame for 38 years, he says, "I always try to get in, you know, but someone gets in before me and they get it, but I don't." And so I think part of what this story is setting up here, at least how John tells the story, it's a beautiful story of healing. And as we're going to see in a moment, it's a story about desire. But the way John tells it is very interesting. It's important to Jesus in this story, if you'll notice, that Jesus notices that this man has been lying there and lame for 38 years. That's a long, long time. That's time enough for resignation to settle in at the deepest level, resigning to ever having what this man wants. And so when Jesus finds out about that, he says, and this is sometimes a difficult line, and we're not sure exactly what Jesus is getting at, but Jesus says to the man, "Do you want to get well?" Well, that sounds a little insensitive. It sounds a little callous. Of course he wants to get well. He's been lame for 38 years. What do you mean, Jesus, do you want to get well? I mean, that's insensitive. Or it's utterly sensitive. It's rude, or it gets into this man's heart, which Jesus knows is really, really what this man needs and really, really what this man wants. And so Jesus says, "Do you want to get well? Do you want to get well? What is it that you want?" Jesus, before the healing, gets this man into his heart, back into his heart, into his desires, into what he has wanted for 38 years, but maybe has forgotten. What do you want, really? What maybe have you forgotten? What maybe have you lost hope for? Because this man says, "I've tried to get in the pool and it doesn't work. Someone else gets it instead." Maybe you have wanted and desired and hoped and tried, but for whatever reason it hasn't worked out, and you've lost that hope, you've forgotten about that. And so Jesus comes along and says, "Do you want ... what do you want?" My son had a soccer coach years ago, and when the ball got loose, the coach would yell, "You gotta want it. You gotta want it." And that would motivate all those young boys to go after that ball, to go after it. What do you want? Go get it. Now, of course, in the story, we can't do it, but Jesus wants us to want it. We can't bring healing. We can't get what we want. We don't have that kind of control. We can't do it, but Jesus wants us to want it, and he wants us to say what we want. He wants us to tell him what we want. He wants us to tell others. He wants us to tell ourselves. And of course, we all want certain things like happiness. We want certain things like peace. All of us want peace. All of us want relationship. All of us want to make a difference. All of us want certain things. But then there are specific things that we want. This man wanted to be healed. There are specific things that we want. Things that we want to do. Things that we want to write. Things that we want to raise. Things that we want to be about. Things that we want, places we want to go. Stuff we want to start. I mean, there are specific things as well. And Jesus says, "What do you want? Do you want ... And I think Jesus likes this. I think he likes when people say, I want, here's what I want, I need. Remember the story of blind Bartimaeus when Jesus is hurrying to Jerusalem and blind Bartimaeus is yelling, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I want your mercy. And the crowd and the disciples tried to quiet blind Bartimaeus down, but it says that he shouted all the louder. I think Jesus likes that. He likes when we're vulnerable, when we yell it out, when we, you know, shout it to the rooftops, "I want this." Oh, Jesus, I want this. See, I think Jesus likes that vulnerability. You know? Because when we respond with heart and imagination to Jesus' question, what do you want? When we respond with heart and imagination and believe, it's not simply for what we initially receive from Jesus. It becomes a posture as we continue to follow Jesus, and I think that's important. It's not just that Jesus wants us to say, here's what I want, kind of at the beginning of the journey, but he wants that to become a posture as we follow Jesus for the rest of our life and for the rest of eternity, because he wants to give us the deep desires of our heart. And how we begin is usually how we will continue. So if it begins with vulnerable desire, it will continue with vulnerable desire. And Jesus wants us to journey with him, and he wants to give us the desires of our hearts. So he continues to ask, what do you want? What do you want? So, what do I want? What do you want? And we don't always know. And we don't need to know. And sometimes we get our desires wrong and we say that we want things that we really don't want, or we become entitled and expect upon Jesus or others to get us what we want, but it's not what we really want. So, but Jesus can handle that. That's part of the journey. Don't kill that desire. Let it be harnessed. Let it be shaped. Let it be molded so that Jesus can lead us on that journey of desire, which is exactly what Jesus wants to do. So just have that question or have that time with Jesus. Begin. Just say, what do I want? Or this is what I want. And be bold and be vulnerable. And enjoy that time with Jesus and let him bring us into our desires, not just as a beginning, but as a way to continue with him as we journey with him throughout the day, the week, the month, the life, the eternity. And so pray and meditate and read the passage again and enjoy a conversation with the one that says, what do you want? We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyard.org.